There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You know, and a relationship we've developed over the last couple of years is with Ed Danek from the Hartford Federal Credit Union, and Ed, you know, embarked, what was it, 2 years ago, you embarked on this $250,000 campaign, right? I mean, then you picked like 10 different, I don't remember how this started, but you had a big endeavor within the last couple of years to go out and start really giving back.
Yeah, that's correct. We had a couple of years back, we had record earnings, I believe it was 2022. So we established Hartford Federal Credit Union Gives, a charitable initiative through which we've donated. We're closing in on about $500,000 now. We give to food banks, fuel banks, homeless shelters, battered women's shelters, and great organizations like the Salvation Army.
Well, it's funny because the Salvation Army does all of those things under one, yes, you know, one roof. What made you just wanted to, did you have to get approval from the membership type thing, or are you just like, listen, we're doing great and we need to, you know, find a way to share in our good fortune?
Yeah, what happened was I before a board meeting, I was before the last board meeting of the year, December board meeting, we were looking at the projections and we realized that our earnings were so strong that it made sense to give back to the people who have driven our success over the years, our communities. So I spoke with the board of directors, and at that point, they allocated on the spot $250,000. We've done a lot since then. We're doing $100,000 this year.
Wow. And you get to play Santa Claus.
I do.
How's it feel? It's fun to do that.
You know something? It is fun, but I think I've talked about this on the show before, on how my father was in the food lines with his 7 siblings during the Great Depression. So these are causes that are very, very near and dear to my heart, and we're just blessed to be able to be in a position to do this.
Well, listen, when you first, you know, approached about getting involved with the Salvation Army, it was stunning, the generosity. And for me personally, I've said this to you before on the air, especially coming off of taking over for Ray, it is extremely meaningful for us. So there's a selfish and unselfish. A, you know, you help the Salvation Army and help what they do. This time of year, when it's 10 degrees out, there's people who need a warm place. They need a warm meal, and they provide that. And then there's personally where, you know, I'm trying to build something that's new, that incorporates what we've had and built, but also new. And I was grateful for your commitment. And so I just want to, on behalf of everybody at WTIC, to let you know how meaningful that is. And it's a huge part of us trying to get to our overall goal.
Well, thank you. And it's an honor to join you in this marvelous endeavor with the Salvation Army.
So tell me this. So, I was looking, you know, when I like to research our guests, and You know, you were honored by the Hartford Business Journal, I think in the fall, in September, and congratulations on that for your leadership of you know, Hartford Federal Credit Union. But also, you're going to be retiring in the spring. Right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yes,
and,
I am.
And you've been at HFCU now. Is it 28 years at this particular place?
It'll be 36 years.
Holy
in January next month.
So you went to AIC.
Yes, I did.
And then did you go directly into finance from it, or like how did you end up here 36 years ago?
I was recruited. I was an accounting major, and I went to work for Pete Marwick Mitchell, which is now KPMG Marwick. And I spent 6.5 years there, and the credit union became a client of mine. So I had a comfortable relationship.
And they're like, we like you. We want to come over and run it?
Yeah, basically. That's
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. It was a great opportunity. I was only 28 years old, and sometime when we have time, I have a lot of funny stories about how I actually got there. So,
well, you can share one now. I mean, we need more time for that. And
I can absolutely share. So, I'm going to the final interview with the board of directors, and I come rolling into the credit union. I'm in my shiny red Camaro.
Ooh,
I'm 28
hey
years old.
Are you feeling it?
I popped out of my shiny red Camaro, slammed the door. I'm halfway to the back door, going to the boardroom, and I realize that I'd recently got my braces off, and I realized I still had my retainer in my mouth, so I do a U-turn. I go back to the shiny red Camaro. I open the door. I pop out the retainer.
Uh-huh.
I toss it on the seat. I slam the door. I go in there, and I guess it worked out for the best.
So I'm just trying to imagine a guy who's 28 who's still got a retainer but driving on a red sports car. It's just kind of funny. So he's got a beautiful house, but mommy still tucks him in, maybe. that's great stuff. You know, and we were talking with Don Cusson of Cusson Automotive, you know, because he's in his mid-60s and, you know, built a tremendous business, and his son is now in the business, and there's a succession plan. And I'm going to ask the question, and then I have a joke that's not a joke. But, you know, it's really important for you to have streamlined leadership as you step aside. Just talk about, you know, the plans for the organization that so many people rely on moving forward.
Yes, we have a successor. It's our executive vice president, Beth Mazza. She is an amazing individual. She's got an amazing work ethic, and she's been with me for 5 years, and we've been going through a transition over the past year, and she's going to slide in very nicely.
You excited for the next phase?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, okay,
yes,
good.
I am. I've been
good.
Doing this a long time, and
yeah.
It's time to slow down and spend more time with family.
So I said this to Don. Whatever contract or whatever needs to be done, you need to make sure this is codified, right?
Yes.
It needs to be make sure that, you know, we obviously love your involvement, and we want to make sure it continues. So you talk to her and the board and make sure that your involvement with the Holiday Store continues. We need it, and so we appreciate it. Real quickly, we only have a few seconds.
Sure.
How is business? I know they cut rates, but then rates don't really go down that much. Like, I mean, and the real estate market's still frozen. Like, what are you seeing?
Well, you know something, business is very good. When you're in a higher rate environment, our margins tend to expand, and
right.
That's what's driven a lot of our profitability over the last 3 or 4 years. We've had margin expansion over the last 3 years. We're going to have margin expansion next year. You know, I think overall business is pretty good.
And, you know, what are the fears of your clients? Is it, you know, affordability? Is it the ability to – people can't move around because they're stuck in low mortgage rate situations? I mean, are people saving less? I mean, anything, any insight into the consumer from where you sit?
Yeah, the consumer, you have a lot of people in starter homes, and they've been in starter homes, and they've got those, as you said, the 2.75,
yep.
the 3% mortgages,
yep.
and they don't want to give those up, but they've been in those positions for about 5 years, so I think a lot of them are starting to think about throwing in the towel and saying, okay, we're going to move from the starter home to something closer to our dream home.
Yeah.
And in doing that, when rates ultimately do come home, they'll probably refinance. But
yeah.
that's what's causing the the housing shortages that a lot of people eventually just don't want to let go of those.
Johnny and Joey need to get their own bedrooms. They need to fix it up. Ed, thanks for coming down.
My pleasure.
We always like seeing you. And obviously, we, on behalf of the Salvation Army, are so grateful for your support of the Holiday Store.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Ed Danek from the Hartford Federal Credit Union, HFCU. Go check it out for yourself.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.